the smartest marketers from all walks of life, in every industry, talking about the latest trends, opportunities, and challenges. Insights from marketing executives at organizations like National Geographic, IBM, and the Baltimore Ravens. And tips from business authors and experts known around the world. Ways to improve your community's marketing, starting now, right here on the Marketing Smarts Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marketing Smarts listeners, it's your boy George B. Thomas, and I'm super excited because today I get to sit down with a longtime marketing pro. That's right, Mr. John Jantz is going to be with us today, and we are talking about the power and importance of a B2B referral generation program. John talks to us about what the heck is a B2B referral generation program, talks about how to get started. We talk about what success looks like, and he gives us some great words of wisdom, not to mention a couple books along the way, a marketing profs event that you can dig deeper into, and all sorts of amazing, great items. But before we dive into this episode, let's go ahead and learn a little bit more about John Jantz. John Jantz, dubbed the Peter Drucker of small business marketing tactics, John Jantz is the creator of Duct Tape Marketing, a system that has been used by countless entrepreneurs to grow their business smoothly and sustainably. He is the author of four popular books, including The Referral Engine, Teaching Your Business to Market Itself, and Duct Tape Selling, Think Like a Marketer, Sell Like a Superstar. With over 4,000 blog posts and articles on every aspect of marketing, Jantz's site, Duct Tape Marketing, has been recognized by Forbes as one of the 100 best websites for entrepreneurs. Huffington Post calls him one of the top 100 must-follow on Twitter, and his Duct Tape Marketing podcast has been called a must-listen by Fast Company magazine. And now, ladies and gentlemen, he's here for you on the Marketing Smarts Podcast. So as you can see, he is a seasoned pro. That's right. Now, we're going to get into the good stuff. You're going to learn about referral generation for your B2B marketing success right after we hear a word from our sponsor. Tactical sessions, inspirational keynotes, off-the-clock antics, and let's not forget about immeasurable connections. What am I talking about? The B2B Forum, of course. For more than 15 years, the B2B Forum has been the conference where today's leading B2B marketers gather for insights, networking, and laughs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's never too early to plan for success. Join us in 2023 in October for inspiration from B2B marketing experts, and I mean those marketers who walk the walk and know how to talk the talk in a way that you can understand. Get access to real-world actionable insights on the tactics and tools that work today and strategies that stand the test of time. When you say, well, on October 4th, you can join us for the B2B Forum full-day workshop for all access attendees. And on the 5th and 6th, well, spectacular conference shenanigans. That's right. If you head over to the B2B Forum website right now, you can sign up to join us October 4th through the 6th for some amazing education. And guess what? I'll see you next year at the B2B Forum. That's right. I'll be there. Will you?
Well, that's enough of the shenanigans and making you wait for this episode with John Jantz on referral generation programs. Let's get into the good stuff.
All right, Marketing Smarts listeners, you should be excited. Why? Because I'm excited. And you might even continue to ask, well, why is George excited? Or you might be sitting there thinking, George, you're always excited. But I'm excited today because I get to talk to a professional and you get to listen in on the conversation. That's right. I'm talking to John Jantz today, and we're talking about the power and importance of a B2B referral generation program. You might be thinking, huh? Or you might be thinking, finally. But at the end of this podcast, you'll know if this is right for you, your B2B business, or maybe something you share with a friend. John, how the heck are you doing today?
I am doing great. It is so good to see and hear you. You've got such a great, beautiful radio voice.
You know, it's funny. I've heard that before. When I first started podcasting, I thought my voice sucked. So a little life lesson along the way was sometimes your biggest weaknesses end up being your greatest strengths. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know who needed to hear that today, but take that and run with it. John, pertaining to the conversation today about the power of importance of a B2B referral generation program, what the heck keeps you up at night?
Well, I think that probably the thing that keeps me up at night the most is that, you know, I talk to business owners, really, frankly, B to anything. And they always tell me that, you know, I get most of my leads, you know, by word of mouth or by referral or, you know, by people talking about us on social media. And the follow-up question then is, well, that's awesome. What do you do about it? Well, nothing. It just happens accidentally. You know, we really don't do anything to generate referrals. And that, you know, to me, I wrote a whole book based on that frustration, quite frankly, because, you know, if you know something, a channel is like your best channel, and then you're not like figuring out how to amplify it, it's a real missed opportunity.
So I love that we're having this conversation. First of all, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask so that the Marketing Smarts listeners know, what's the book?
It's called The Referral Engine. I wrote it, 2008, 2009. But what's so cool about it is this is an evergreen topic. I mean, it, you know, I didn't talk about generating referrals with TikTok because, you know, it really is agnostic, you know, to any of the channels. The topic and the principles, you know, will live on forever.
I know for me, I'm going to go get the book, whether I can download it or buy it or something, because I'll tell you, as a business owner, I have learned that referrals is a major thing that needs to be paid attention to. But here's the thing, John, one of the things I love to do on this podcast is level set, meaning I understand that out there somewhere, it's somebody's day one. And when we use terminology like referral generation, they're like, eh? So my question to you is, let's level set and get you to answer, what the heck is referral generation as we kind of talk and continue the conversation today?
Sure. So, you know, you think about lead generation, it's certainly very related to that. I mean, referrals are the act of getting somebody, in many cases, a happy customer, but it can also be strategic partners to talk up your business or to maybe even go farther than that and say, hey, I'm going to bring George in and he's going to talk to you guys today. You should listen to what he has to say and buy from him. I mean, that, you know, that type of thing. But that's a referral, right? So if we take referral generation, what we're really saying is, you know, what is the intentional act, you know, of viewing that as a significant channel, just like you might, you know, paid ads or, you know, your email marketing. So, you know, really looking at that as just what it is, a channel that you need to pay attention to and nurture and create demand for.
I love this. My brain's actually going about 57 different ways of like, well, how do I create the process? How do I measure the process? My gosh, is there anything even in my CRM that is like helping me to manage this thing? But we can't go into the deep end of the pool yet because we only make time, John, for those things that we find important. And so I have to ask the question, now that the Marketing Smarts listeners know what it is, why the heck is it important for B2B marketers? And by the way, I love that you said be anybody. A little bit earlier. Why is it important for marketers to pay attention to this referral generation and not just like a lead generation or demand or whatever? Like, what does this plug in or enable that maybe these other things that we've been doing doesn't do?
Well, so there's some really significant benefits. Number one, your ideal customers are the ones that are happy, satisfied, love you, right? Usually they're the ones that are going to refer. Well, guess who they're going to refer? Somebody's like them, probably an ideal customer, right? I mean, so you're not kind of wading through, no, you're a fit, you're not a fit. The other thing that happens typically in a referred situation is that they don't come and say, can I get a deal? It's like, I know exactly what you did for my friend. It was awesome. That's the solution I need. I trust you now immediately. And so I'm willing to pay a premium for what it is that you do. And lastly, lifetime value just increases significantly. There are all kinds of statistics and studies that show that somebody who came to you by way of referral is about 22% more likely to stay with you and be with you and also generate referrals.
So that's so fun because the referral generates a referral that generates a referral, and it's this reciprocal flywheel situation. But two things that you said in there, John, that I was like, oh, yes, please give me more of that. Not asking for a deal and extended lifetime value of the customer. Like that in itself could equal millions upon millions of dollars for your organization, depending on how much you sell, how many widgets, or how much those widgets cost, those products, those services. So, John, here's the thing. I do want to start to dive a little bit into the deep end of the pool. And so my brain, I said a little bit ago, goes into systems, right? How do you do this thing? So I really want to ask, and maybe this is selfish, by the way, for me, but the Marketing Smarts listeners are getting to tune in, is how do you actually start using a B2B referral generation program at the company of the listeners? Sure. What do they have to put in place? What do they have to think of? Where does your mind go?
Yeah, so the first thing is mindset. A referral is the logical destination of a great customer experience. So what, you know, if you think about the customer journey, a lot of people just stop at the hour, or I'm sorry, at the funnel. You know, we have for years used something we call the marketing hourglass. So if you think about the shape, you know, the funnel is there. I mean, there's nothing wrong with getting people, somebody who needs what you do to know about you, and then, you know, a percentage of them to become customers. But that's where a lot of people stop. And to me, successful B2B marketing in general needs to say, okay, what happens, you know, when somebody tries us? What happens during the buying experience? How do we retain or get repeat business? And then lastly, you know, what are we going to do to generate referrals from every single one of our customers? So if you take those stages of the hourglass, which for us are know, like, trust, try, buy, repeat, and refer, then you actually build that into your overall marketing plan. It doesn't just happen accidentally, or you don't one day in a quarterly planning go, what are we going to do to generate referrals? I mean, referrals happen, quite frankly, in the trust building stage. They happen when somebody fills out a form or calls your business. They happen like when the actual transaction happens. The communication that follows the transaction. I mean, that's where referrals are actually generated from customers. And so if you look at this end-to-end customer journey first, then you start planning, or maybe even planning backwards. Like what if you sat around in a room and your first question was, how could we get 100% of our customers to refer us? You know, would you change anything along the way? Maybe.
Oh, snap. Marketing smarts listeners. First of all, that's the question I would say that you sit down and, hey, how can we get 100% of our customers to refer us? The reason I connected that so deeply, I think, is because that is going to put you on a path of how do you delight your customers along the way, right, in which they are activated to talk about you. John, I also love how you just blitzed past the stages of the marketing hourglass. And ladies and gentlemen, that makes this the first rewind point of the episode. You should rewind, have your notepad, pen, chalk, a wall, some spray paint. I don't care how you note it down, but you probably want to get those stages and start to think about that. And I also love this idea of the hourglass because, John, my brain immediately went to, yeah, the top part is your funnel, but then you as the organization are actively doing something to flip it over and now bring those customers back through what I'll call a secondary funnel or set of actions and those phases that you mentioned. It's such a good visual. But
can I also put a plug in for marketing profs, for people that belong to the you don't call it the club, but the membership. I've actually done a session, so somewhere deep in there, if you Google the customer journey or however the search works, I did something called Rethinking the Customer Journey, and I really unpacked that pretty deeply.
Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of which, if you're not part of the community, you should head over to the mprofs.com and sign up for sure, and also dig into that content. I know where I'm headed after this episode. Will you be? John, it's funny because I mentioned a second ago about kind of flipping that hourglass and activating those customers. Anytime you start to flip something in an organization, whoo, you never know. So my question that I want to go to here is, what leadership, stakeholders, departments should actually be involved when building a B2B referral generation program so that everybody's kind of ticking together and has this same, what you call, mindset shift? Sure. A couple minutes ago.
Well, if you think about those stages, I mean, know, like, trust, to me, that's kind of marketing's job. You know, get known, you know, develop the trust that somebody wants to go a little farther. Try and buy, that's usually sales. And then repeat and referral, quite frankly, have a lot to do with customer service, customer success, delivery, whatever you call it, fulfillment in your organization. So, you know, in many organizations, you know, we all know the sort of frustration of sales and marketing is not on the same page. And I, you know, salesperson's like, I actually don't know what happens after somebody says they want to buy. You know, so getting those, you know, that through line through at least those three departments, to me is essential for this to work.
I love that. So when I think about what John just said, Marketing Smarts listeners, the action item would probably be those three departments, the head of those departments coming together and actually having, I know this is going to be disruptive, a conversation. Yep. And actually talking about how you can implement this at your business.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that very thing, you know, as part of a strategy engagement. And said, let's just talk about, like, what actually happens? You know, what is the journey? You know, what would be an ideal journey for, you know, what is the existing journey, but what would be an ideal journey through all these stages? And quite often, you know, things happen in organizations, systems get built, SOPs are used, you know, and nobody's talking anymore. And so we're like, oh, wait a minute. We don't want the customer to do that next. When did that happen, right? And just revisiting these things can have a lot of value.
Are you looking for great curated content specific to you, the B2B marketer? Want to have fun while also learning valuable information to help you succeed on a daily basis? Then you're in luck. Look no further. This week's Marketing Smarts podcast is brought to you by the Marketing Smarts Live Show. That's right. You can join us live every Monday where we shine the spotlight on you, the community members, share fresh B2B news, several top-notch curated articles to help you be a better marketer, and of course, have tons of fun along the way. If you want even more B2B marketing education with the ability to ask questions and engage with the rest of the audience, tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern for the Marketing Smarts Live Show. You won't regret the additional B2B learning you'll be adding to your life. Now, let's get back to this episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast. Yeah, I am a big advocate of revisiting the processes and programs with the mindset of potentially blowing some stuff up, because that's how we can actually make change in our organization. You know, John, here's the thing. One thing I've learned about doing these podcast episodes and talking about different topics is some companies will land in the camp of, well, that's not for me, right, or it doesn't sound like it's for me. And so are there, I have to ask the question, are there companies that are better suited for a B2B referral program or a referral program in general? Or do you fundamentally believe that, no, if you're a company who has customers, which, by the way, is every customer, they should be thinking about this?
Yeah, no, this is actually very limited to a very small group of companies that can use this. It's really companies that want to grow profitably. That's really the only group that should be paying attention today.
There you go. Yeah, so if you don't want to grow, if you don't want to be profitable, go ahead and tune on to your favorite country radio station. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to keep going. So,
well, and let me throw in there, you know, a lot of companies will say that this isn't probably for us, or we can't do this because our customers are X, or we reach them this way, or our high ticket price, you know, just precludes us from doing this, because a lot of people's view of referral programs are like, hey, tell people about us, we'll give you $10 and a hoodie, right? And that doesn't work for a lot of B2B companies where it's a consultative sale. It's a high ticket item. So you just have to really think about, you know, your real goal is to build a trust building platform for referrals. And it, you know, you don't have to do the automated thing that, you know, you maybe see, you know, a CRM tool doing or something. You know, there's you can have a very, very professional high dollar referral program if that's what really works for your organization.
Yeah, I love this, and my brain connected a couple dots. And, you know, I like to simplify things, John, but birds of a feather flock together. If you sell a $1 million widget, the person that bought your $1 million widget is probably sitting in a room with other company owners that could use your $1 million widget. So don't let that be a stopping point for you. Speaking of stopping points, John, one of the things I love to do on the Marketing Smarts podcast is figure out or diagnose
a or a couple hurdles that might get in people's way. So obviously you wrote the book about this. You've helped people through the process. What are some of the hurdles you've seen B2B marketers, marketers in general, face while trying to start using a referral generation program, or are using it and like all of a sudden they get a flat tire, hit a pothole, or just wreck the whole system?
Well, the biggest one is I think they're too limited in their vision of how they would actually generate referrals, because everybody just simply defaults to the way to get referrals is to go ask my customer to give me a referral. And for a lot of people, that's very uncomfortable. That feels like I'm begging. That feels like I'm desperate. I mean, all the things I hear. Now, quite frankly, if you know you provided a tremendous value to somebody, you know, not giving them the opportunity to bring that same value to their friends, neighbors, and colleagues, you're really doing a disservice. So let's get over that sort of head trash. But in some very valid cases, you know, going out to a customer and saying, hey, tell people about us, or, you know, could you introduce me to some friends? You know, it's just not a good, there's not a flow to it. It doesn't make sense. It's not relevant. So what you have to start thinking about is ways that you can actually tap two audiences, providing value for people that also influence your customers, one, and number two, the entire strategic partnership opportunity out there. Who are the other businesses, non-competing businesses, that also supply or support or have as customers your ideal customer? You know, in many cases, you know, that's where the real gold can be. You know, getting a business that has thousands of your ideal customers to bring you in and say, do a webinar or speak at an event, or, you know, even just provide, say, an ebook or facilitate a roundtable. You know, there are many, many ways you can do it, is a way for you to be introduced, and it's an implied referral. You're not asking for, you know, referrals necessarily. You're providing value, and for that, you're going to get exposure. I know we don't have the time to do this, but, you know, I could, I could unpack three or four, you know, tactics, so to speak, just like that, that are very potent for B2B environment, because they get past that idea of I'm just going and asking my customers.
It's so good. A couple of things that hit my brain is you have to ask yourself, are we being selfish by not having a referral program? Could we be impacting more of the world, more of the universe, making a bigger dent and getting people past their own problems and to their aspirational point from a professional standpoint? I love that part. The other thing, too, that came to my mind, and I just, again, I'm going to go off the beaten path for a second, John, because when I heard you talking about these two different kind of veins that you need to pay attention to, the word collaboration came to mind. And I'm super curious how important or how does collaboration fit into the idea, the mindset of this referral generation program?
Well, I mean, it's huge. And what you're doing is you're shifting it from transaction. It's like, hey, you give me somebody, to let's collaborate to add value to other folks. I'll give you an example. And this obviously is a, you know, very B2B. And there's something I call backing a client's ecosystem. So if you've got a B2B client and you provide, in my case, I provide marketing strategy quite often. So we'll rewrite somebody's entire strategy, and that's, you know, that's what we do for them. Well, I know for a fact that that person that we're working with has also got an accounting firm, has also got a legal team, has also got somebody that's advising them on people, that's advising, maybe even executive coach, you know, that's advising, you know, that executive that we're working with. And I know that if I go to each of those professionals and say, I want to share with you the branding positioning, the marketing plan, the kind of change in direction that we are advising our mutual client to go down, so you'll actually be more prepared to understand how to advise them or what they're doing or why they're doing it. And every time I've done that, first off, it's a great value add for our client. It's a, because we're really working as a team now. We're collaborating. All the professionals that serve them are collaborating now, you know, with maybe one objective in mind, instead of advising people, you know, oh no, you shouldn't spend money on that, or you shouldn't do that, without understanding, right? Every single time I've done that, it is such a unique experience for the people that are involved. They immediately say, hey, we've got three or four other clients that we work with. They need this too. So there's referrals come from it. But the whole goal is to provide more value to my customer. And if you do those kinds of things, referrals will happen.
Man, I love that so much. If you just think about how can I add value to my customer, referrals will happen. And I love this idea of collaboration. And again, as I get to do these interviews and I get to input the information that smart people like you, John, give me, I go, in this case, man, if you can just make it less transactional and more relational is yep. where you're going to get into the good stuff.
Yep. 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 Absolutely. 100%.
All right. So let's talk about this. We talked about the hurdles, John. One of the things I love to do, and by the way, being in Colorado and probably on a mountaintop with snow somewhere, I like to paint a picture of what does the mountaintop look like, a.k.a. The Olympics, first place, gold medal, success, ladies and gentlemen. If we think of we've started, we're implementing, and now we're driving, you know, a referral generation program, how do we know, like, what does success look like?
Well, obviously, that's one of those consulting answers of, well, it depends. But I would say for me, when I feel like somebody is being very successful, is that they haven't just given this an event mentality. You know, they've kind of baked this in, and not just one way. You know, there are at least, you know, I talked about your customers. I talked about strategic partners, you know, as an avenue. I mean, there are at least three or four tactics or programs, I guess, that you should have going at all times. I mean, just even staying top of mind with your customers that you appreciate referrals, you know, is one. So it's not just a, hey, here's one thing we can do. It is really a mindset. It is a, you know, how can we look at this as a significant channel? Experiment like you do in any channel, figure out what works, measure, you know, obviously that's another, you know, a lot of times people go, I don't know, people just come to us occasionally, you know, but like, what are our goals for, you know, this, just like any channel? What, you know, what's success look like? Are we measuring it? I would say that, frankly, if you were going to take like the gold standard one KPI, it's how many of our customers are referring us could probably be it. So, you know, obviously you've got to be paying attention in order to measure.
So I do want to go off the beaten path one more time, because I think
I didn't know we were on the path ever.
I know. We're just on a conversational journey, right? But here's the thing, because I think it's important for the audience to know, and that's this. If you're going to measure the success, like, are there things that you have seen companies or that you suggest companies put into place that make it easier to report the success or to visually see, oh yeah, 54% or 72% of our customers in the last quarter sent in referrals.
Yeah.
22 or 52% of those referrals closed for XYZ business. Like, where does your mind go on the measurement side of this?
Yeah, it's a tough one, because it might be multi-departmental. You might be counting on salespeople. You know, some of it's like all attribution. Sometimes it's like, I don't know where they came from. You know, but, and sometimes they can't tell you, right? The customer. So you can't, you know, but there are a lot of best practices. Always be asking. One thing that I love to do is, you know, if somebody is referred, we treat them differently. We put them in a different, you know, maybe in a different nurturing program. We want to make sure they understand that they are significantly different. You know, obviously UTM, you know, tracking be done. If you do have a program where your customers are, you know, actively sharing information. But in the end, it's, you know, it's like all data collection, you know, it's gotta be something that's thought through so that you can be getting you know, everybody on the same page, and really emphasizing how important it is.
I love that. We got another action item for you, the Marketing Smarts listeners. Get together, collaborate with your team, and what is the things that you need to build so that you can measure the success as you move forward? John, this has been an absolutely amazing episode. I've learned tons. We've got a book that we can go to next. We've got a Marketing Profs thing we can go watch next. I just want to ask you one last question. I love this question, because again, smart people, their journeys, helping others, folks through this. John, what are some words of wisdom that you want to leave the Marketing Smarts audience? And it can be around this referral generation program conversation or just some life lesson that you've learned. But what are some words of wisdom that you'd want to share with the audience?
Well, the one that I find myself sharing more often than not, again, some of your audience may be on big teams and big organizations, might not be as relevant for them, but, you know, do less. But just do it better. Instead of coming up with the 19 objectives for this quarter, 17 of which you will not get to, let's come up with three. You know, if you listen to this show and you're thinking, oh, we need to do this and this and this and this, pick one, two, three tops and go execute. You know, ideas are a dime a dozen.
So, Marketing Smarts listeners, did you take lots of notes? I have to ask, what is your hashtag one thing, your number one execution opportunity after this podcast? Make sure you reach out and let us know in my inbox or on Twitter using the hashtag MPB2B. Also, I have to ask, are you a free member of the Marketing Profs community yet? If not, head over to mprofs.com/MP today. You won't regret the additional B2B marketing education you'll be adding to your life. Hey, listeners, we'd like it if you could leave us a rating or review on your favorite podcast app, but we'd love it if you'd share this episode with a coworker or friend. Until we meet in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts podcast, where we talk with Patrick Wilkins about how digital creators, you, the B2B marketers, should navigate the metaverse. Well, I hope you do just a couple of things. One, reach out and let us know what conversation you'd like to listen in on next. Two, focus on getting 1% better at your craft each and every day. And finally, remember to be a happy, helpful, humble B2B marketing human. And we'll see you in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast.